You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. An Easter dinner shared with family and friends almost 13 years ago was the catalyst that started a mission to help grow and support education and wellness initiatives to some of the most vulnerable people in parts of South Africa. Mom and daughter Joanne and Brenna Riggers were at that Easter celebration in 2006. Now fast forward to 2016 and the nonprofit they started called Sister Mary's Children. Joining me live on the phone today from McCall to talk more about this nonprofit and how it all got started are Brenna and Joanne Riggers. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having us.
Well,
and this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. And I want to say thank you for being able to call us. I know you wanted to be here in person, but I hear the roads are a little bit snowy, shall I say, from McCall down to Boise.
Yes, they are.
So take me back to that Easter dinner in 2006, because you had a conversation with a friend's sister, Sister Mary, correct? And this is how all of this kind of got started.
Well, just quickly, we had Easter dinner. So long story short, Sister Mary Paul Tackey's brother was at Easter dinner. I asked him to talk about his recent trip at that point to the family. He started talking, and I looked across the table and saw my daughter's eyes light up, Brenna. And as soon as everyone left, she said, I need to talk to you. And I said, no, I don't want to talk to you about this. But that was in May, and in September, she left for South Africa for 9 months.
And then she basically told you you needed to come along after this nine-month visit that she took to South Africa, correct?
That was the next summer. The two of us went back together, and once I was there, the passion just came alive in me, and it's something that I cannot let go of. I just need to help those children and those young adults.
So, Joan, talk to me about that and that experience and, you know, really going there for the first time and what you saw and the need that you saw.
Well, Sister Mary Paul Tackey, and Brenna, step in if you want to help me out at this at any point. But Sister Mary Paul Tackey, the basis and the most essential part to her beliefs were that education can change lives. And that was so very important to her to educate. And I taught school for 30 years, so that was right down my alley. Brenna can talk about what she saw when she was there. But what I saw was how grateful these children were for the little bit that we had been doing up to that point. We were not a nonprofit then, but we were helping people send money over to help. And in the years since, we've seen two of our girls that lived at the home. They went on to college. They've graduated. They're influential to those other kids in the older home. We've seen the education. It can change. We had a little boy last time we were visiting that we knew he had gone through our youngest home, and now he was in the second home, and his education was so much more advanced than the other kids that were in there. He, we saw the difference that this money that we're sending to support is helping with their wellness and their education.
And Brenna, let me talk to you a bit, because you were in college at the time of this dinner conversation at Easter, and you decided, as your mom said, to go over for 9 months. Talk to me about that experience.
Yeah, so this was actually kind of a gap year for me between high school. So I was just recently graduating that May. And so took a year off from studies and just wanted to kind of give that year to some type of volunteer work and activism. And so really, because of that Idaho small town connection, was able to go and kind of fulfill that. And then that was really that those first 9 months were the catalyst to really take it another step and pursue looking at developing an actual nonprofit. And then that was kind of when my mom and I partnered and really started to look at that process.
I'm speaking with the co-founders of the nonprofit Sister Mary's Children, Joan and Brenna Riggers. So Brenna, take me then to 2016 when you do establish the nonprofit and you call it Sister Mary's Children. And I am assuming the name comes from Sister Mary Tackey, who you spoke with at this Easter dinner 10 years prior.
That's correct. Yeah. So our name just kind of gives homage to Sister Mary Paltaki, who was really the person that I was working, volunteering under with the projects that she was associated with. Currently, those projects are now run by local communities in South Africa, in the community in which we work. So they've been transitioned back to local leadership. But yeah, it's just been an incredible ride from 2006 for those 10 years of just figuring out what would that look like and what would the relationship be, and then to jump into 2016 when we actually got nonprofit status through the IRS, and that whole process was such an education. And then now, 2 years or 3 years later after nonprofit status, working and learning about, how we want to continue to support these initiatives and our partnering mm-hmm. projects there on the ground.
So talk to me about the mission of the nonprofit exactly and what you do, because my understanding is that, as you said, you've established partnerships with certain organizations in South Africa, correct, to bring education and wellness initiatives?
That's correct. So we look to local leadership and really a relationship that's been developed since 2006 with my first visit. A lot of the local South African board members and staff at the home are local. So we look to them. They're there every day. They're seeing the greatest needs. And we look to them to identify initiatives that we can partner with as far as education and wellness. So our mission is a partner in the growth of hope, education, and empowerment. And we look at those key initiatives in health and or wellness and education to really fulfill that mission.
And you still travel over there, correct? Both you and your mom?
We do,
yes,
yeah.
We went.
Become quite the travel duo.
and Brenna, my understanding is that you're a nurse in McCall. So talk to me a little bit about how being a nurse has helped with what you do, especially with these wellness initiatives, but also how that's helped with your nonprofit as well.
Absolutely. So my nursing background has been a really great foundation for some of the wellness initiatives that we've helped support over the years. In the past year, we helped support an on-site nurse at the children's home and have helped with some other key nutritional initiatives and things of that nature. I think as a nurse, especially working in rural Idaho, I understand how important resources are and accessing those. And so it's really helped my experience in healthcare in Idaho carry over into learning how to be part of running a nonprofit and really mm-hmm. kind of jumping into that aspect. So,
you know, sometimes people say, like, you know, we talk about these nonprofits and they're helping, you know, places as far away as South Africa. Yet we see, you know, children here in our country that also need help. You know, why South Africa or why a country like that? You know, to take these resources and to go over there, how does that make a difference, you know, globally?
I think that we run into that question quite often. And what my answer to people is, it grabbed our heart because of our connection, because of the local connection through Cottonwood to what Sister was doing in South Africa with the homes there. And it grabbed our heart, and we're doing our little piece. And some people, you know, there are a lot of great nonprofits locally, especially in Idaho, and doing great, great work. And this is just our piece of the world that we're helping out.
And there has to be a domino effect, I would think, when you go into these children's homes and you're able to see, as you said in the beginning, Joan, you know, their education levels go up. And what that does, not just for that child, but I would think for the community as a whole.
Absolutely. And one of our projects is a training center for young adults who are handicapped. And they are now able to go out and support themselves. They are able to help their families. So, yes, it does help that very much so.
And if people are interested, how can they get involved? Because I'm assuming you're always looking for for a helping hand with something like this?
Well, we have, they can donate so or something. Go ahead, Brenna.
So we have a website, sistermaryschildren.org. We also have a pretty strong presence on Facebook and Instagram, and we try to share updates and pictures regularly. And Joan, I'll let you kind of talk about upcoming events.
Well, we're also connected to Idaho Gives, and that's a fantastic organization, both through resources and allowing people to donate. We also have several fundraisers throughout the year. Some fundraisers we try to do just a social hour with wine, cheese, crackers, and an artist, a local artist, or someone that we know personally to come in and showcase their artwork. And then we have a big fundraiser in November, or in June this year, June 8th. It will be a live auction dinner dance, and it's a great way, Cottonwood area. It'll be in Green Creek, Idaho on June 8th, and anyone who wants to help out prior to that, we could always use volunteers that way. It's kind of hard to actually send things over, so it's better if we just work through funding and work that way. But we're always welcome to take volunteers.
Well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for being willing to be on the phone with us today. I know it was tough to get down to the Treasure Valley. So thank you so much. My guest today, Joan and Brenna Riggers, mother and daughter and co-founders of Sister Mary's Children. Thanks so much for the conversation.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.